For the past 9 years, around 300 men and women have gathered in Fairmount Park for a rugby tournament the day after Thanksgiving. And it's an unusual tournament. There's no winner, and the organizers don't even keep score. But as WHYY's Jim Saxer reports, the teams play for something greater than a trophy.
All right, we'd like to welcome everyone to the 9th annual Apple Pie Sevens day after Thanksgiving.
It's already a little bit past noon, and Bill Sharp gets on the mic. Sharp was supposed to kick things off about 20 minutes ago, but this is a rugby tournament, so we're on rugby time, the jock equivalent of being fashionably late.
So I think, without further ado, let's play some rugby.
Ready, are you ready? Ready, you ready?
There are 20 teams playing in this year's Apple Pie Rugby Sevens tournament, which is held on Black Friday every year in honor of Josiah Sterling, who passed away in 2009.
Josiah loved apple pie.
That's Ryan Gregory, one of Josiah's best friends. They played rugby together at St. Joe's Prep, the Philadelphia all-boys Catholic high school. A year after graduation, they're playing together at a tournament down the shore. After the games, they went to the beach. Gregory was in the water with Josiah's when the rip current struck.
Yeah, we weren't even in the water waist deep. It was knee deep, and it's just the power of the ocean, the power of water.
Gregory is a strong swimmer and was able to escape the tide's grip. He didn't know Josiah's had never learned to swim. That year, Josiah's teammates started a tournament in his honor. It raises about $10,000 a year, and the money pays for swim lessons at the Salvation Army's Croc Center in Hunting Park. Over 1,100 low-income residents have learned to swim thanks to the tournament. Like all rugby matches, the event has a rain-or-shine policy. They play no matter how bad the weather gets. But today, it's beautiful out. And it is every year, says Bill Gregory, one of the lead organizers.
As you can see, it's late November, and it's sunny and 55. And as I said, Josias was always very coachable. He's in charge of the weather every year. And once again, Josias has come through with a beautiful day.
Jim Saxa, WHYY News.